Hi, Tony. It's Kim Spahn. I was just wanting to talk about the movie that we watched in class, Cosmic Voyage. Okay, so let's start first with evolution. First of all, the topic makes a lot of people nervous, and I know this very well because I came from a very small conservative town where there were a lot of very religious people, and you could even see some of the teachers in my high school and middle school, junior high. All kind of struggling when they would have to talk about evolution. You could tell it was a little bit, made them uncomfortable just because of the ideas of the town and what the predominant beliefs were. However, I was pretty lucky that my family are, I come from a very scientific family. My dad's a doctor, my mom's a nurse, and also we're very Catholic, and my parents did something pretty cool with my brother and I, which is always combine science and faith and let us talk about it, and never were really close-minded about, any ideas that may contradict something that we were taught in Bible study or in anything like that, talking with our friends. So, to start at the beginning, I guess my dad has always told me that, he's always believed in evolution because he's seen the scientific proof. And for me, I hadn't seen the scientific proof. So it was very good for me to go to the college that I went to, which is Loyola Marymount University, because it is actually a Jesuit school. And for anybody that knows anything about the Jesuits, these are extremely educated people. I guess that's what happens when you have the church with a lot of money that they can send these people to school, and these priests tend to have a lot of time on their hands, so they get to just keep going to school. So they have master's degrees upon PhDs, upon doctorates, upon MDs. I mean, they're just very, very educated men. And so a lot of my classes were taught by priests and nuns as well, which the nuns are also very educated. So I got to learn, from men of faith and women of faith, I got to learn science from these people. And I thought it was very interesting because they pose a lot of questions that really kind of make you wonder about the origins of the universe in particular. In the Bible, it says that the earth was created in 7 days. Well, science completely contradicts that. But as the Jesuits always pointed out, what does a day mean to God? So I just thought that was kind of funny. And I hope I'm not offending anybody while by saying this. But another thing that I've always kind of come to my own conclusion about is the Big Bang. Okay, so you have these two particles that just happen to run into each other and then just make this, trigger this event that triggers something else, that triggers something else, and it's this cascade that leads to life on this planet and life as we know it. So something so perfect and something so difficult for it to happen, why couldn't a higher being, God, an entity, whatever you believe in, why couldn't that whole thing been set in motion by a higher being? I don't know, just food for thought. Because it is something that, you think about the chances of evolution happening and about the Big Bang happening, the chances are so small, but it did happen. So why not have a little divine plan behind that? Well, that's just my whole little theory on it, is kind of combining faith and evolution. But as far as the hard scientific evidence, we have the fossil records. We have carbon dating. I mean, this isn't just stuff people are making up. This is true scientific fact that we can apply to so many things and learn so much about ourselves. And I think we're kind of cutting our nose off to spite our face when we, are so quick to jump to, well, that goes against my belief system, so I can't believe that. So I think in that sense, I enjoyed the movie really putting into words and pictures what the Big Bang actually was about, how it really came about and happened. As far as life on other planets goes, I think we're a little conceited to think that we're the only people in this huge universe. If it happened on our planet, and there are so many galaxies and so many planets in this universe, how can we not think that, there are other lives like ours, other, communities like ours, other worlds like ours? I mean, I just think that why would it only happen on one planet? I mean, there's got to be some other planet that had, either similar environment or maybe even a better environment for growing life, and they're a heck of a lot further advanced than us. And then in that case, we might, want to start considering what would happen if we did find out that there was life on another planet and they want to make contact. I mean, that brings up a whole nother issue. I was really kind of freaked out when I found out we were sending out this signal into the open void to see who answers. That's a little bit freaky, if you ask me. So I like the fact that we're just listening now. I think we should just listen. That's a very good idea. But I really do believe that I love the way that the film started off in the middle of, you know, this town, in the middle of this center where the people were discovering new things, and they were going against beliefs of the time. They were going against very, you know, oh my goodness. I mean, could you imagine going up to the leaders of those communities and the leaders of the church, the leaders of those countries, and saying, by the way, your entire belief system that you've been believing for however many years, oh, that's totally wrong. We're not the center of the universe. Actually, the sun is the center of our solar system, and we're one of many galaxies, you know, in this entire universe. I mean, that's a pretty shocking and radical thing. I mean, that was so brave of the scientists to do, and I just think we'd be living in a very different world if we hadn't been brave enough to stand up to people and say, no, this is what the facts are. This is what's real. And I know it was really hard for some people to believe that we were not the center of the universe. But also, you know, if you think about that, that wasn't that long ago. So what's going to be the next thing to just blow people's minds and go against everything that we believe in? That's what I think about more. And what scares me is that even now, people are not so willing to accept these kind of things. I mean, when you talk about that, the fact that global warming's happening, people want to argue with you. They want to totally go against what you're saying. And you know what? Maybe they have valid points. Maybe they do, and that's fine. But there are also scientific evidence that the Earth is warming up. And if that's the case, like, why are they so afraid to admit it? You know, is it just that they're scared? Or is it, again, this whole that you have to have those brave scientists stand up and say, no, something weird is going on here, or this is not how what we thought it was, and, you know, make people change the way they think. Maybe though, is that possible in these times? You know, science was fairly new to people when we, you know, started saying we're not the center of the universe. So, you know, maybe it's harder for people to accept that now, that we could find out something so scary about our planet, or, you know, about our universe, if there's life on other planets. Maybe it's just so hard for people to understand that's why they want to fight you on it. That's why they don't want to really, you know, accept it. So I think I kind of digressed a little bit, but one thing that I really want to stress that I thought was amazing is when you look at our solar system, you have a planet, you have a series of planets orbiting around the sun. And then you go down to the littlest atom that makes up every human being on this earth, everything on this earth. And it's the same thing. It's this little thing in the middle with all of these other littler things going around it. I mean, the pattern repeats itself. I mean, how incredible is that? That it goes from what our solar system is down to what we're made out of. The pattern repeats itself. And I mean, I think that's just kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. But I really like the way that the movie put all of this into perspective. It really broke things down and took you through a kind of a crash course in evolution. And I really enjoyed it. So thanks, Tony. I hope you enjoyed this.